waited for this night. He's waited for me. I've waited for him.
Get out the room! Get inside!
Ah!
Whoa!
This is a clip from Halloween, the new one. It's just out. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. The original, though, was made back in 1978. And John Carpenter, the director, made it for just $300,000. And it made way more than that. In the U.S., it took in $50 million. I would say, Cardiff, that is a scary profit.
Terrifying profit. And since this is the indicator, I'm going to adjust that for inflation. $300,000 back then, a little more than $1 million.
Still super cheap.
Yeah, still not a bad return at all. And this is kind of a unique thing about horror movies. See, the movie business is hard. It is hard to make money. Most movies don't, except when it comes to horror movies. This is The Indicator. I'm Cadaver Ghoul Sia.
And I am Slayer Vampire Smith. Oh my God. Today on the show, horror movies. Why the business model is less scary for horror movies than it is for other kinds of movies.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Nuveen, a top 5 global manager of commercial real estate, investing in buildings that build investors' portfolios. Because when you invest in a world you're proud to leave behind, it isn't business as usual, it's investing by example. Support also comes from PayPal. When it comes to growing your business, PayPal is your payments partner. Sign up for free and open up your doors to over 250 million active account holders. Visit paypal.com/growth to set up a business account now.
The horror movie Paranormal Activity had a return on investment of more than 710,000%, according to our rough calculations. That is today's Planet Money indicator. And what it means is that for every dollar that investors put into the movie, they got back more than $7,000. That makes Paranormal Activity the movie with the highest return on investment of all time.
Blair Witch Project comes in at number 2 with a 230,000% return in the U.S.
These are insane numbers.
It's true. I mean, most movies don't come anywhere near this. The King's Speech, huge hit, had an 800% return on investment. Hunger Games, another huge hit, 420% return. That is according to numbers from the movie tracking site Party Casino and the Horror Report from Stephen Follows.
Yeah, when it comes to movies that have made the most money versus what they cost, like 7 of the top 10 are horror movies. Think of names like Blair Witch Project, Friday the 13th, Saw. They cost very little to make and pulled in a ton of money.
Yeah, even the recent Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis had a big splashy debut. It cost $10 million to make. And after just a week in theaters, it's already made more than $125 million in the U.S. Now, compare that to the budget for the recent hit Crazy Rich Asians, also considered kind of a low-budget movie that was a huge hit. It cost $30 million to make, 3 times Halloween's budget. And it made about $173 million in the U.S. That's not that much more than Halloween has already made.
So to figure out what it is about the horror genre that makes it so profitable, we called up Nina Gregory, our old friend. She's a senior editor at NPR's Arts Desk.
I think there are a few different factors when you're talking about a movie making money. Just like any product, you make money by selling the product and by keeping the cost down.
According to Nina, a lot of things that tend to make movies expensive are kind of easy to avoid in a horror movie. Reason number one, location, location, location.
And so when you limit things like one location, say a haunted house, you're saving money.
Yeah, a lot of times horror movies are set either in one place or in just a few places. Like think of The Shining and Psycho or the movie Get Out. Just not a ton of moving around, not a ton of locations. It's easier to do this with horror than it is with, like, say, an action movie.
Now, reason number two that horror movies can save money...
Things that cost money when you're making a movie, many things cost money, but locations and actors talking cost money. So
that seems reasonable.
I hate it when they do that.
there is just not a ton of banter in a horror movie, you know?
A lot of sneaking around quiet hallways. Yeah.
Exactly.
Where talking will get you killed.
I mean, and think about the killers themselves. In Halloween, Michael Myers, the killer, does not say anything. Ditto for Blair Witch. And in a lot of ways, the less a monster says, the better. You don't want a chatty monster.
Right, like if Jason had like a kind of talkative personality, it would just be way less
scary.
Alas, poor
Yurik. I knew him well.
Yeah, it's like, dude, shut up. Now you're just annoying me.
Right. Now we're all falling asleep.
I used to be rooting for him and against the kids. Now I'm rooting for the kids.
Now I'm just kind of hoping that now the kids are falling asleep.
Yeah. And so anyways, that absence of talking also helps keep costs down because you have to pay actors more when they have a speaking part. So the fewer the speaking parts, the cheaper the film. Reason number three, nothing to fear but fear itself.
I think one thing about horror films that make them scary good business is the business of scaring people to begin with, because so much of fear lives in our brain that what's not seen is often more terrifying than what is seen.
Oh, I love that. So like the nature of fear itself makes it conducive to low budget.
I love how she just snuck in the scary good business part.
I know,
yeah.
Deadpan.
We noticed. Fear is cheap. A lot of times a movie is scarier when you see less. Michael Myers, the killer in Halloween, you don't see his face, he's just wearing a mask. By the way, not a very expensive mask, it turns out.
Michael Myers wore an inside-out Captain Kirk mask.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
John Carpenter said that he bought it at a magic shop on Hollywood Boulevard.
It's Captain Kirk? This whole time it was Captain Kirk.
This changes everything. Not nearly as frightening.
The most important part of his costume, though, was a knife. No big dramatic explosions. A simple knife.
And most of the great horror movie villains have really kind of budget looks.
That's true.
Yeah, like think of the killer in Scream, Jason's hockey mask. In Get Out, the monsters are just people. The most frightening of all.
That's
right. You know?
You
never actually get to see the Blair Witch or the ghost in Paranormal Activity.
In fact, a low-budget look can actually make things scarier. Within the horror movie genre, the most profitable of those movies are these so-called found footage movies, like the Blair Witch Project and the Paranormal Activity movies.
And that's kind of the final point about horror. Movies. Lots and lots of movies. Horror is more conducive than almost any other genre to sequels. Often there's just not a plot that you have to move forward very much, or like a character arc that you have to like reckon with that's ongoing. You just have to bring a monster back and bring in new people who also don't speak who then get killed by the new monster or by the old monster who's back. So if a movie does hit, you can just cash in for years.
So you see these horror films like a Paranormal Activity come out and do so well, and then they'll make 20 more of them.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I lost track of how many Nightmare on Elm Streets there were.
5,000.
Or Nightmares on Elm Street. I don't know. There was one about Freddy haunting the set of the next sequel.
How ridiculous is that?
He's trying to cross over out of films into our reality.
The only way to stop him is to make another movie.
Oh, my God.
There are 9 Nightmare on Elm Street movies so far. 6 Paranormal Activities. Halloween, though, takes the cake. This movie is the 11th. There have been 10 follow-ups to the first Halloween movie. The director of the original movie, John Carpenter, told NPR that he's actually on board with all of these Halloweens.
I love what Halloween has done for me, and I love the movie itself. And every time a sequel is made, I get paid. So I can't dislike it. Even if I don't like the movies, I like the paycheck.
The Indicator is produced by Scarius Rafian and Corpstanza Gallardo.
And it is edited by Patty Hearst.